Maybe students have been involved in recording the results of an experiment, or maybe they've been outside gathering data during a field trip. And all you want them to do is to produce a graph from that data. Then, rather than going to the extent of using a spreadsheet, a graphing package might be all that they need. They may not need all the extra features of formulae and so forth that come with a spreadsheet. Well, chart tool might help with that. It takes away all those extraneous extra features, and it's just about drawing the graph. You don't need counting orders to do that. You can go right through to the end and download a graph without creating an account. Though if you are going to need to amend your data, come back and work on it later, then an account's going to be necessary in order to save it. The starting point, and it offers you a sequenced set of tasks to take you through creating your graph, is to choose the graph type that you want. And there's a reasonable gallery, so in addition to the normal bar chart, line, pie, and scatter charts, they also offer radar and bubble graphs, so they might be useful. Making the choice about the particular graph offers you a series of different features in which you can alter. So, for example, the bar chart, if you're choosing that, it could be a vertical one, or it could be a horizontal one, or stacked, or so forth. So you can make those choices at the first stage, or indeed come back to them later on if you feel that you want to alter the way that it looks. The next step is to add the data, and again, it offers you a structure which is based on your initial choice. So if you choose a pie chart, the way that it offers you the opportunity to enter your data will be different than if you chose a line graph or a scatter chart or whatever. At this stage, and again, at each of the stages, you can change the way that those particular elements look and feel. So things like colours and fonts and so forth, where the labels are positioned, and all that can be done either at each of the different stages or indeed later on. And this is where the preview tab is particularly useful, because as you're adding your data, as you're making changes to the way that it looks and feels, you can keep previewing it and see how it looks. And it's not the way that you wanted, you can just simply step back to one of the other steps within the process and make those alterations in order to get your graph as you need it. The completed stage is where you would save it and share it with others. You can download it in various different formats as PNGs, JPEGs, PDFs, or CSVs, or indeed you can share it with other people by providing an email address, and then that will shoot them off a URL